Yes, I love technology, but not as much as you, you see. But I still love technology, always and forever.
Let's get some news from Vegas now, because the International Consumer Electronics Show, better known as CES, concludes today in Las Vegas. It's been going on all week, and like every year, it's a chance for the tech companies to showcase their latest gadgets.
It's a concept laptop that uses the Razer phone as a brain slash trackpad.
Thumbnail-sized chip embedded into objects around the house, like chairs.
Listen to your calls with the tip of your finger.
This is a 146-inch TV.
Cars that can read your emotions, your brain waves, even a flying car.
Flying cars. This time for real? Your car reading your emotions? Well, maybe not. It's probably one of the many products at the Consumer Electronics Show that won't quite live up to the hype. Taylor Lorenz is a tech reporter for The Daily Beast. She just got back from Vegas. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Well, look, there's plenty of time to focus on all the cool gadgets, the next level technology, the smart home thermostat that will change everything. I know those things are coming. Let's spend a little time and talk about the worst of the CES. Why not? What was the worst of the stuff that you saw?
For me, the most disappointing was the Foldimate, which is this giant machine that you can buy for $850 that's supposed to fold your clothes.
Oh, I heard about this.
So I am probably the laziest person ever. We all hate folding our clothes. And so I was kind of excited about the concept for this machine. And I kind of imagined a machine where you could just dump your laundry in and it'd come out folded, like the Jetsons. This machine was anything but. First of all, it's bigger than a washing machine. It takes up, and I have no idea how you would fit it in a New York City apartment. And you have to basically individually clip and feed each item through the machine, which is almost more time consuming than just folding it at that point. And then it doesn't even fold sweatshirts, baby clothes, a lot of the stuff that you'd kind of want it to. So it's just one of those things where it's like almost $1,000, doesn't exactly do what you want. The concept is there, the execution is not. And that sort of seemed to be the theme of most of the products. Also, a lot of robots, a lot of random sort of like companionship robots.
And let's talk about robots. Let's talk about drones. Drones are really hot right now. Is there anything?
You mentioned, I think they said a flying car. There was actually a drone that was supposed to be the first sort of human carrying drone that could barely get off the ground. They blamed it on the rain. There was the first rain in Vegas for 120 days, but it sort of just hopped a little bit and then remained on the ground.
But Taylor, what's the overall aim here? It seems like the consumer tech market is flush with so much cash that the idea here is just do anything, throw it at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah. I mean, all these companies like Samsung, LG, you know, they'd spend hundreds of thousands of dollars constructing these booths, launching these products. And I think you're right to say that it's sort of see what sticks. I think that the concepts obviously come first before the sort of technological executions. And it's interesting to see what people are thinking about. I do feel like a lot of it is sort of just like built on selling hype to consumers and not necessarily, I guess, delivering them the solutions that they were promised.
Well, look, let's not be too negative. Let's give a shot to one great gadget. Let's end on an up note here.
That's a really good question. I actually have to say I was partial to this tiny drone called the Air Selfie. Look, like I honestly, it sounded so stupid, but I still think about it. It's a drone the size of the credit card and it'll take selfies for you. It's probably the most useless product. Oh, you know what was really neat? There was this small sort of pillow that was sort of called a mini robot, but it was this pillow that would mimic breathing and it was supposed to be for you to hug while you went to sleep. And it was so relaxing and peaceful. Everyone sort of loved it. And I don't know. I thought it was nice.
Well, imagine all the energy you would have saved from not having to extend your arm for that selfie, thanks to the flying selfie drone. Taylor Lorenz, a tech reporter for The Daily Beast. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.